Good morning. This is Kurt Beavers joining you today with Life. It's what you make it. And we're going to talk today a little bit about something that my mom made come to life for me. You've heard it probably if you're a personal growth, you want to accomplish big things in life kind of person. You've heard the name Simon Sinek. He's written a lot about the term knowing your why. But Simon was by far not the first person. And that's what my mom introduced me to through a man by the name of Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl was a Jewish Nazi prison camp survivor. And I'm not going to give you all the details exactly correct, so just know this is a paraphrase with some of the exact details. But he wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning, and it was about his survival of the Holocaust camp that he was in. And really the real issue was, is how come he survived when many didn't? And his answer was, if the why, or your why, W-H-Y, if your why is strong enough, the how-to will come. Now process that with me for just a minute. What that's saying is that in my mind, I'm interpreting that as if you have a reason, in his case, to survive, then you'll figure out how to do it. But if you're trying to figure out how without the reason, you'll get tired and give up on the how. And it, you know, the how might have been eating every day, whatever level of hygiene and cleanliness you could have, getting up and walking around and moving, just, you know, maybe social interaction, talking to whoever you could, not just shriveling up in a hole. That survival in that prison camp was unbelievable. But he had things he wanted to do. He wanted to get out. He wanted to survive. He had things he wanted to do. And so those things drove him to make decisions. I mean, there are little things in life for us that could be wise and outcomes. What about you tell yourself you're gonna run, you're gonna start exercising? Well, you talk about that for a long time, but you don't do anything about it until you realize you've gone from size 32 blue jeans to 34 blue jeans to 36 blue jeans to 38 blue jeans over the last decade, and your clothes don't fit anymore. And it's not that you need to buy new clothes because you don't like them. You're buying the same jeans in a bigger size. And you figure out, if I could exercise, I wouldn't have to give up eating the foods that I love, and my clothes will still fit, my wardrobe budget will shrink back down to normal, and I'll look better, feel better, be healthier. So you come up with this, you don't want to run just because someone tells you you ought to exercise or your buddy does it. You do it with this big reason, this why. And over the last, I don't know, how long has it been now? Almost 30 months, maybe, since this nutty pandemic started and our lockdowns and the COVID crisis our world's been in. I think a lot of people felt trapped. I'm not comparing being locked in your house to being in a Nazi prison camp. Don't take the extremes here. But people were trapped. I mean, someone else put them in their house or put them in their place or quarantined them or whatever, and they had to survive that. And I think we all reacted differently. We're about to release some video content on what I'm calling, and the book I wrote is called Make a Life, Not Just a Living, and it's discovering the next Kairos moment. And there's a lot of information about Kairos, but Kairos is that opportune moment, because something happens outside the normal timeline of life. And we've got some content coming out kind of addressing the pandemic, the crisis. And maybe it's one of the biggest Kairos moments ever. So stay tuned for some of that content to come out. How do we survive that? But not only did Simon Sinek teach about your why, and Viktor Frankl is the greatest, I guess, story and definition of that, But it's not only a physical survival message. If the why is strong enough, the how will come. It's a kind of a life message, because we're on this journey together, because we've decided that there is a life that we want to craft and create for ourselves and our family. And that tomorrow, what that life looks like, we've decided that tomorrow is worth it. And we're going to do the things today to have that tomorrow. Like Tommy Newberry says, he says, tomorrow changes today. Knowing clearly that why, that life that you want to create, that tomorrow, it will change what you're willing to do today to make sure that you get there. It's true in business too. You know, Lori and I, when we first got married, we decided there was a life we wanted to create together. And it became stronger and stronger, you know, together, because it really didn't come to fruition until we got married and united and were on a plan together. We both may have had pieces of that before. But when we did that, we began to look for a way, because our first why was this family we wanted to build, this family unit. We wanted it to start with Lori being able to be at home as a mom, not being unavailable to our new children that we birthed into this world. And, you know, the idea in her mind of putting a child in a daycare 40 hours a week was painful for her. So that was our first why we needed to make $1,000 a month. And then it went deeper into more and more of what we wanted to do over and above just her staying at home. So what really happened was we talked about it for a long time. And then there was a point at which, if we're going to have a family, we've got to change some things for to get different results. She wanted to be at home. And that's the why that had to start looking to find a vehicle, which I think is the first step. When your why is clearly revealed and you desire that and you want that and you're going to make it happen, then you have to figure out the path. Like it says, when the why is strong enough, the how, you're going to figure out the how. So our first how was, what was the vehicle? What business were we going to build to make Lori $1,000 a month to stay at home? And that was we went out and we found the Juice Plus company. But that was our limited belief. Our business was built to the belief level we were at. But once we achieved and hit that target the first month, then we believed we could do more. And eventually the story unfolds and I joined her and now we have a huge business. But that life you want to make, it becomes clearly defined once your why is there. And once you can see that, then almost there's nothing that will stop you like Viktor Frankl. I mean, and you need to be asking yourself, do you know passionately, purposefully, the life you want to create? And I can say that Lori and I did, and we still do today, because our why has expanded. It's no longer $1,000 a month for Lori to stay at home. We're now in our third generation of, in our family, of building a business to create that. This business has created the life that three generations in our family wanted to have. Four generations are benefiting from the product. And so finding the vehicle was the first step to getting there. And then we're helping people, just like that relay runner, you know. Not only do you find the vehicle, but you've got to find someone to help you learn how to use and drive and maximize that vehicle. Helping people find their purpose, their why, taking that motivation that comes out of knowing that, and then building them a business to help them thrive. Sometimes when you first talk to those people, they're only able to survive. And then you see them striving because they don't have a plan, they don't know their purpose, and they just kind of bounce around. That's what pushes my hot button every day. That's why I share this whole concept of making a life, not just a living. It's not just a book, it's not just a message. To me, it's how we move our whole being from surviving and striving to a place of thriving. And then each step enables us to have a bigger why. If you think that the amount of a paycheck is going to push your hot button, just look at our society. Every time you hit one digit and then you get a comma, you always want more. It's never satisfying. It's what can that financial freedom, that time freedom, that ability to generate income where you no longer have to trade hours for dollars, what's the life you want that that's going to create? Because you're going to work hard. The how is going to come out of you wanting to build that life, not just out of a comma and a paycheck. So we're going to enjoy this journey together. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And stay on the lookout for our new video content coming out about the biggest Kairos moment ever. I think it'll help you get some perspective and jump out of this crazy pandemic we're in. And if you feel stuck, go back and focus on your why. Because remember, as Viktor Frankl survived the Nazi prison camp, if you know your why, you can get unstuck, get out of this pandemic place we're in as a world, and build a business that can change your family and your lifestyle for generations to come. Have a great day.